This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E, first name Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, date of birth, March 22nd, 1952, date of initial evaluation, January 25th, 2022, date of current evaluation, September 29, 2023. The chief complaint, 69-year-old, correction, 70-year-old female with history of hypercholesterolemia, seen in follow-up. The HBI, the patient is a 69-year-old female with history of hypercholesterolemia, who was first evaluated in January 2022. She reports history of urinary tract infection dating to 2019 period. She was subsequently seen by her urogynecologist and found to have muscle strains and urinary frequency period. She has had ongoing symptoms but was helped to improve with physical therapy period. At her initial evaluation, she had reported fatigue, period. More recently, comma, patient was seen in September of 2022, where she was referred for pelvic physical therapy, period. She further was referred for correction. She was further referred to Dr. Terry Dunn, given the history of basal cell carcinoma, period. She had reported hand type symptoms and at that point was reported to correction and was referred to Dr. Masson for evaluation. The patient now returns for follow up. She is seen in a telemedicine evaluation period. It has been greater than 1 year since her last evaluation period. She is requesting refill of medications, period. Specifically, Carmel. She is requesting refill of medications to aid in pelvic type symptoms, period. Her past medical history includes one, arthritis of the knee, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number pelvic muscle irregularity, past surgical history, benign bone tumor in 1988, next number tonsillectomy, next number status post motor vehicle accident with head trauma in 1988, requiring reconstruction, medications, losartan 25 milligrams one daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams one daily, omeprazole 20 milligrams one daily, lactate, PRN, gabapentin 300 milligrams 1HF, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father with dementia, father also myocardial infarction in 1987, mother died at age 99 and one half years in approximately 2020 period. Social history, She denies cigarettes, but note alcohol use. She denies drug use. Review systems, neurologics. She has had headache, which is right-sided. Gastrointestinal. She had colonoscopy in 2016, which was normal. She further has history of hiatal hernia and lactose intolerance. Genitourinary. She has frequency, urgency, and describes pelvic disorder. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical exam. Patient examined by telemedicine, period. Lab work. Dated February 1, 2022. Sodium 142, potassium 4.4, chloride 105, bicarb 21, BUN 12, creatinine 0.3, glucose 94. Urinalysis, specific gravity 1.025, and otherwise unremarkable. Lipid panel, cholesterol total 182. Triglyceride 171, HDL 58, LDL 95, hemoglobin A1C 5.9, TSH 2.88, ESR and rheumatoid factors are noted to be within normal limits. ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 72 beats per minute. There is evidence of old anteroseptal myocardial infarction. ECG otherwise unremarkable. She had a prior CAT scan done. In 2019, this revealed no evidence of renal calculus or hydronephrosis, normal appearance of appendage, diverticulosis without evidence of diverticulitis, septated gallbladder without stone. The impression, patient with history of hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, reports ongoing pelvic floor pathology, period. She is currently being followed by a urogynecologist, period. Today she is requesting refill of medications, period. Medications ordered. She will require follow-up in 1-2 months. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.